My name is Olivier, and this is the Do Happy Work podcast. I was recently invited as a guest speaker where the main topic was how to get your teams, your employees involved, engaged, and bought in. And so I came prepared, of course, with my little speech, with my take on this question. But then I was baffled to see what the main focus around this topic was. And it was that buy-in and motivation within teams and employees was considered almost as a side dish, as a shelf item, as a discipline. So you have your business and you have your teams, and then there is this task which a lot of businesses and business owners specifically call motivation or inspiration. So something that you do in order to link what your business does, the business itself, with the people that are a part of it. And that is stupefying to me because it shows that for us nowadays, who run businesses or who are part of businesses, we almost see the two as disconnected. There is this idea that lives within the business, the thing that we want to achieve, and then there are the helping hands that are kind of like a necessity, but not really something that we want to deal with, but since we have to find a way to do so in the best possible way, and in a way where those hands support us also in the best possible way. And that, of course, shows the problem in everything that is HR related. Nowadays, that it is not about the people that are helping us, the people that are part of our business mission, but it's about what we hope to get from the business and how we can get people to help us get there. And this attitude is one of scarcity. This attitude is the one that has given rise to businesses that are actually considering people as assets, that are not recognizing the value and importance of our work towards those people, in respect to those people. And it shows in leadership and in management skills that now are just about pushing people around. It's about managing these assets in the best possible way so that an outcome that has been projected, that has been promised to the shareholders, can be reached, can be achieved. And that's, of course, having the whole thing upside down and in reverse order. Because whatever we do, whatever we aim our work at, should always have human implications. And to have people bought into our business, to have a team stand behind our business, is not just a side dish. It is the very essence of the business. It's the very reason why we are doing this. Because we are here to share something that's innately human to us with people who are innately human as well, so that that which is innately human to us can be translated to other people who are innately human who have a human need. But as long as you as a business owner reduce the business doing and work itself to an outcome, to a payment, you of course don't have this perspective on human beings. Human beings will always be a necessity, something that you have to deal with. For example, a customer to a transactional business owner will always just be seen as a wallet. And the work they have to do, the efficiency that they have to gain, the better marketing they have to do, is about making the distance between you and that wallet smaller to remove the resistance. Likewise, you're very likely to see your team in the very same way. The team is just made up of people, of hands, of degrees, of experience and knowledge that you want to mine. You want to access the resources. A transactional business owner does not see people. This person only sees resources. And their job is to mine those resources. Now, if you are a transformational business owner, if you are actually not driven by scarcity, the scarcity model of business doing that sees the world as a place where their entitlement needs to pay off, where they need to get paid. But if you see the world in an abundant way, where you are here to give something, not to take things from people and the world and the environment, but to give something, then of course this whole thing is flipped upside down. The tables are turned. And now it's all about efficiency in giving better value. And how can you, together with people, increase that efficiency? That, of course, means that the whole idea of having people bought in and inspired is different. Where in the transactional model, the buy-in of people happens via the paycheck, via a certain business culture that allows for comfort, for certain treatment. So all the transactional mindset of the business is reduced to the transactionality in the business culture. People are just there for payment. Now this has to shift. If we are indeed transformational business owners, our culture has to be transformational, and so therefore the motivation of the people has to be built on transformation. Now, since we don't see people as assets, but as true helpers of our cause, they have to be not bought in via payment, but they have to be bought in via the mission itself. To have people bought into what you do is only possible if they believe in the same thing that you do. If they stand not behind their paycheck, not behind the credibility of your brand, your logo, your branding in general, your marketing, but they stand behind you as a person that has a unique vision that is translated into a unique mission, who says, I know something only I know, and I know what needs to happen so that people can benefit from it. And you are the missing link between my vision and that value reaching the people. Now, when people realize that they are the missing link, that they have the possibility to contribute something that would otherwise be missing, something that is of huge, essential human value, they become bought in not at a transactional material level with their wallet, but at a transformational spiritual level with their heart. And that is, of course, the power of emotional buy-in. Not a single person is more bought in than the one that is emotionally linked to a cause. If, for example, you are with a partner, and the soul connection between you and the partner is a material one because, for example, there's money involved in the game or there are assets that you guys don't want to split up, you can see that you are both not really bought in. The relationship is based on a very vague foundation, something that is very easy to rip apart. You cannot call this true motivation or inspiration. The people will waver, and as soon as there is a possibility for to leave that relationship, to get out of it, to take, you know, a back route out of that situation, they will do it. And that's what we see in the business world, why there's so much fluctuation in transactional businesses. People leave as soon as there is another place that offers them better conditions, which means better pay, better transactional terms. But transformational businesses have much more leverage because they operate at the human emotional level. When a person is emotionally bought in, they are linked to the business via the cause. So they're not linked to it via payment or specific assets, but they're linked with their heart. And since it is a human need for all of us to be part of something meaningful, because it makes our own heart sing, because it gives us that validity that we are actually doing something with our lives, that we are actually using our personal cause together with someone else to spark something that's meaningful, that we are part of a forest. That is something so essential, so human, so important, so basic and primal that it makes us bought in. Those are the strongest teams you will find. And that's why transformational businesses need to rethink their angle and not just how to inform the HR in the process of acquiring people, in the process of finding new people, but they have to find a way to verbalize and showcase and display their business mission in a way that it becomes relatable to the teams, to the people, to the future employees, to the people who will support that mission. It is of viable importance. Because right now, the HR interviewing process is led like an interrogation, where the employee actually has to prove herself or himself. And this is a problem because it makes the tables turn in the wrong direction. It makes people beg to be part of something. And when you beg to be part of something because of transactional reasons, because you want that job, because of, you know, clout, of status, of money, then you are from the beginning, from the get-go, not linked to that business. But if an HR person actually pitches her own business to a prospective employee and shows what the mission is and why there should be an emotional involvement with its people, then that person that is a prospective future employee has an immediate chance and opportunity to link up emotionally and to explain why they would be a great addition to that mission. And this kind of link is emotional from the beginning. So it's almost like a first date where you have an initial spark. If that spark is material, it is not real. And it will wane very, very quickly. It will just fizzle out as soon as the next offer is in from a competing, the next competing offer is in. But if you have an emotional link, there is no competition. As long as that business remains true to its mission, that connection will also remain true. That link, that relationship will exist as long as neither of the two parties outgrow that mission or outgrow the relationship. And when such a relationship is outgrown, and now this is another very crucial aspect, when an employee outgrows the emotional link to the mission of the business they support, they have to go. And the business has to let them go. It is of essential, crucial importance. And it's something that transactional, sad businesses don't understand. People who are not emotionally bought in should not be part of the team because their value is tainting the value of the mission of that business. People who are not emotionally bought in, they're slowing down your train. They're making it harder and more difficult for you to deploy the very value you're here to give. But of course, if you're just here to take, if you're a transactional business, a sad transactional business that just wants to add to the many arms and hands that grasp at wallets left and right, then you want every helping hand on deck. And then if someone wants to leave you in an inopportune moment, you get mad, of course, because you're driven by scarcity. But the abundant thinking business owner that actually has an emotional link to their teams and their clients, who's here to provide value that's essential and that creates transformation in the world and within the teams, recognizes immediately that when a relationship has been outgrown, and it happens both sides. A business will also have to let go of a person when it realizes that it has outgrown that person's link and relation. And so that makes for a very natural, harmonic way of getting bought in as an employee, but also of buying people in. It is a gentle, much more subtle, much less struggle-induced, much less scarcity-driven approach to finding the right people, the people that are right for you. But as always, these processes have to happen inside out. It is wrong, just like I saw at that convention, to just take your transactional business and go out there hoping to find transformational HR approaches. If your business is at the core transactional, if you only exist to satisfy shareholder value, to milk a market, to take off, you know, resources and momentum from the buying power of the people you're trying to sell to, then you will never have the chance of emotional buy-in because your people will see right through you. You might be quick at sharing nice and beautiful and romantic visions for leadership. You might be good at doing retreats with your teams and swaying them into beautiful practices and buying beanbags for them and offering free massage and all that. But that's just hogwash. That's just smokescreen to hide and to conceal the true nature of your business that is transactional. Transactional businesses that are driven by transactional desires, that are just here to milk and to mine and to frack and to take, will never have truly bought-in people. They will always have to fight to retain their best. They will always have to interrogate people to find anyone that is willing to support them. They will always have to lure people in with transactional means, with pay, with benefits, with better benefits, with more offers, while transformational businesses don't have that pressure. All they have to do is to stay true to that promise they made on their first date and to nurture that mission every day, all the time. And the same for the employees. They have to do their part. They have to support, like every relationship, they have to support the relationship. They have to show their emotional buy-in. They have to support the mission. And they have to be available to that mission in the very best way. But the good thing is that once we as employees and as leaders are part of a human mission, something that really makes our hearts sing and resonate, we don't want to go anywhere else. We want to stay right there against all odds.